the secrets just fall out into our laps because we're doing it the right way. It's a hard model for people who need to strive for things. If the world's about you, you're going to have a hard time with this, because if you got to feel like you've earned something, it's going to be tough. But if you can work from a place of knowing that you don't have to strive for acceptance and you know, in a sense, feel like you've worked for that thing. If you can learn to operate from that place, it totally shifts the whole thing. It's just hard for a lot of us to get there. You know, it's great to have a great work ethic. It's not great if you're a workaholic. It's not great if you don't know how to rest. You know, people who work hard get things done in the world. But if you look at a lot of their lives too, they're not very happy. And usually their family isn't, if they still have one. You know, I show a video in Inventors Group a lot of times when we get new groups in. We show this one, and another one we show is a man who is a complete loner. And to the point of his house is just full of electronics gear, and you got to like weave your way through it all to find different rooms and stuff. And I had a friend like this, and he has absolutely no social life. He's creative, but he's also kind of off in that weird etherical place, because he hasn't got well grounded here. Because everything down here, if this isn't real here, you can't say this is real here with God. How can you say you love me if you don't even love your brother? Remember those words? It's like, if it's not playing out down here, then this is probably a lie too. God made us to be relational. That's very, very important in this whole model of things. And on that note, when Zach and I started this, of course, we weren't, you know, we were getting ideas from God, but we weren't doing a whole lot, because we didn't really know what direction we were going to go. We all had great ideas. But then another one of those uncanny events took place. We had this idea. Zach tells me this idea for his students for school, for science experiment, where he had heard about how this one student took an MIT challenge and figured out a way to find out how watermelons, whether or not they were ripe, looking at them with sound. And he developed a way to do it. I said, Zach, that'd make a great iPhone app. We don't have an iPhone programmer. 2 days later, I'm sitting talking to the IT guy.